Vibes Crew After Dark.
Hey, welcome to Good Vibes Crew After Dark. I'm your host, Ramen. It's late in the night. We're all tired, and we really just want to hear people talk in our ears. But more importantly, I'd like to introduce my co-host. That's right, King, the King of Moms, the Mom Hunter, and my other co-host, Shade X. What's up, guys? How's it going, ladies?
Hey.
You know what? We gotta let's bring out Berg, actually, because I promised Berg he'd be on here.
Oh, snap, is he up?
Yeah, I promised Berg he'd be on the first.
Oh, snap, so. He is.
Yeah. Let's get Berg. Shoot.
Okay. Berg.
That's just the only guest we're bringing in because I promised him. I want to keep my promise, like a good person. Get him in here.
I mean, word? I.
Yo, Berg, can people raise a hand?
He's raising his hand. I'm trying to get him in, but the thing won't let me do it. Yeah,
okay, let's see. All right. Invite is sent, Berg. There's an invite sent.
Yeah. Invite sent, Berg. You can join
us.
He's not letting him become a speaker on my end. I can't hit the mic.
Yeah, cause you needed to accept it, Berg. You needed to accept it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just give him the podcast guest role. Let me.
Yeah. Just do that.
So you can just join.
Since there. I don't want to be difficult.
Just click become a speaker. There's a button that says become a speaker, unless you're on mobile, but it's probably still there. Yeah. It's the first button. For me, it's move to audience, but it's the first button by the mic. It says become a speaker.
Come on, Berg. You got this, bro. You got this, buddy.
Bruh, it was literally like, wait, hold up.
Oh, my God. Can we?
Yeah, literally.
We can't. Can I drag him up here? I can't.
We can't drag him through the computer, though.
Until we can figure it out. Until we can, Berg can figure it out. Hopefully he gets it. He should get it.
I blame society.
Oh, shit.
Okay, he's
there
here.
He is.
Five there we hours. Five
Hold
hours,
on for a second.
Berg.
it was like 3 in the morning now.
He's excited about that.
What's going on, people?
Let's say our hobby. Let's say what's up to the first guest of this, like, After Dark podcast, Berg. Yo, Berg, what is up? You're on After Dark as our first guest. How do you feel, man?
Hello there. Again, apologies for being late. There was a little slight problem on my head. But aside from that, I am quite honored to be your first guest. How are y'all doing tonight?
We are good. You're going to be our only guest because this is a podcast for the three of us, but you're gonna start it off with us because I think you and Kang will be hilarious together.
That'll be something. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have any topics, but like, if you guys have anything y'all want to talk about, like,
aren't you going to talk about Dave Chappelle?
Oh, okay, so I got one.
I do want to address the issue.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen some TikToks about it. Calling out Dave Chappelle.
So I saw. Okay, I'll let you go first, Ron.
Oh yeah, sorry. Here's the thing. I loved it. But most importantly, what I loved in the end was the story Dave Chappelle told about his friend who was a trans girl. The story is very heartbreaking, and what sucks is that the girl was bullied by on Twitter because she defended Dave, and she ended up taking her own life, and that saddened me. And Dave was a professional about the entire story. He was like, "That was my friend. That was one of my people that was taken," and that shit really broke me. I was like, "Damn, yo."
Mm-hmm.
The media is skipping over that story, and it's telling the media. I don't think anybody said they watched like the media, because if they did, they would know that story, and they wouldn't silence Dave, and they definitely wouldn't silence that story because that story is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my thoughts. I do agree that story was heartbreaking. Personally, now the thing is, I knew this was. The moment, I'll be honest, so when I saw like the headlines saying Dave Chappelle offensive comedy special, I'm just like, yeah, what else is new? It's like, Because it's like we've been through this before. So I sat down. I watched it. I wouldn't call it funny, but it was more... I wouldn't say I liked it. I enjoyed it. I didn't say it was funny. I thought it was more of a plea than it was like a comedy special. I think this was just directly... I feel like this special was directly towards the people who would constantly... would go after Dave for various reasons, mostly against his comments on the LGBT community. Now, granted, I think David's like, the thing is, I understand both. I'm going to be honest here. I understand both sides of the argument, believe it or not. I'm going to tell you why I understand. Because on one hand, okay, I understand the trans folks, because there are some jokes, like when he defends J.K. Rowling and he says, I'm Team Turf. I'm like, okay, that can definitely be misconstrued and just like, I won't say misconstrued, but it can definitely be seen as it definitely goes into more yikes territory. And but at the same time, I here's the thing, Chappelle is, and Ken knows this from experience, he's an old school black man. He's that kind of guy. He grew up in the 60s and 70s. He did it, like, and he was around a bunch of people who would. I'm not justifying his thing. It's like saying if a white guy says some horrible, the old white dude says some horrible shit. It's like, well, you gotta understand, he grew up in the time period. But at the same time, I'm like, it's just we hear the shit that Dave Chappelle says in like in barbershops and whatnot. They're like, because it's like it is a definite thing you hear in the black community where there's this kind of anger at the LGBT community, like, well, they're getting all their rights very fast, so why the fuck are they not helping us? Ignoring the fact that there is a lot of struggle in that community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's for Dave, it's like, I feel, again, the thing with his friend, that was definitely, I feel like, yeah, that was a definitely humanizing thing. I just feel like there might have been just, I don't know how to say it, but I feel like there might be like a misunderstanding on both sides. I don't mean to be that centrist because that's kind of how I feel. I don't really have a strong feeling on the special, but at the same time, I realize that both sides do have their things of like, say you're blowing this out of proportion, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, you guys have your reasonable grievances because it's there. And with Dave Chappelle, I think it's like he's that side was like, hey, I don't think he's trans. I even though he jokes about transphobic, I don't think he's transphobic in the and yeah, and I don't think he's transphobic in like in the yeah. I don't think like he says, oh, I'm transphobic. I think that again, that was a joke. I don't think he's transphobic in the traditional I hate trans people way. I think it's more like he doesn't quite understand.
Like this is new to Dave, I assume.
Yeah, exactly. He's more ignorant on the topic.
Something he's pretty much learning now.
I'm gonna explain.
Yeah, he even said like now he's not gonna do trans jokes until I guess everyone can laugh at them or something.
He said he's done with like commenting on. I think this was like his last special. He might be done, but like this special was just a closing to all his other specials. Like this one was supposed to honor. I think the end of the story was supposed to honor his friend, who was, like, the story. But, like, I think this is just the last special.
Stick. Yeah, I remember people were complaining about Sticks and Stones, like, some critics. And I watched it. It was funny.
I love Sticks and Stones.
The trans jokes, yeah, sure. Like, some of them, I can get why people are offended. Not all of them landed.
To comment,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that funny, but like maybe, the jokes maybe. About him like getting a gun, those were funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
The jokes about crackhead breaking into his house.
Comment on that, the trans jokes. Dave said it like I think he was like, I think it's better if we just all laugh. Just everybody just makes fun of one another. I think nothing should be secretive. Nothing should just be locked away. Everything should be. You should be able to make fun of everything. And I think that's a fair point. Like the fact that you can't even make fun of LG. Like you can't make fun of those jokes because you're gonna get feared being canceled. It's just
I think that's the reason why he was all for, because he was making us, because again, it's like for a lot, you see this with a lot of these old school comedians now, it's like they have like, and I feel like that's the reason why they have their support. I mean, Grit, you have, of course, you have as training to the crusty motherfuckers who will defend, like, you SJWs are triggered and shit, you know.
Yes, yeah, I hate, like, that shit.
Yeah,
no, and I like, seriously hate.
Yeah, there was a, from what I remember, there was like people were talking about other triggers. Then I remember there was a trans Netflix employee, she tweeted she wasn't offended. That was what she tweeted.
Yeah,
but mm-hmm. like she also stormed into an executive meeting. Apparently, that's why she was fired. So
yeah, that's kind of reason why I feel like it's like instead of having this conversation, like these fucking extreme sides, especially the reactionaries who are like you have like Ben Shapiro and fucking Steven Crowder like defending Dave Chappelle, which I'm like, what the fuck are you? And I just see it as a bad sign,
and it's kind of hilarious too, because like Dave has made fun of those people plenty of times. This man has came after people like those dudes defending him.
And I'm yeah, like, exactly.
Like,
so
like, y'all really doing this?
Dave okay, yeah. Everybody, and that's
like those Star Wars Phantom Menace people, they were shitting on Gina Carano, but then they found out she was a transphobe, they're like, hey, welcome aboard.
No, for real. I remember this video that one time when this video came out, and it's just like, and it was like, I think it was the Quartering who was defending, which is ironic because he was talking shit about Gina Carano. But then she, first of all, I gotta say, fuck that. I'm sorry. She is, okay, first of all, I'm gonna go into an anti-sipping moment for a quick second. So Gina Carano could, like, it's, I'm like Obi-Wan at the Revenge of the Sith. Like, you were the chosen one. You didn't join the Sith, not join them. It's like,
you could have been something great.
I know, because, like, let's be honest here. First of all, she was a muscle queen. She was beautiful. In fact, she inspired a lot of people with the Cara Dune character. And then she kind of fucked. But then, it turns out she was a horrible person. I'm just like,
anti-masker, conservative. QAnon. Yeah, QAnon. Yeah. She retweeted liked a bunch of QAnon posts.
Yeah, so I'm like, dude, oh my god. But yeah, aside from that, but basically, I remember this one video that this guy commented on the Quartering defending Gina Carano, and he just straight up said, "Nigga, she's not gonna sleep with you."
Is that like, geez, fam? That's literally what it is. Golly, But like, if I could just give my like 2 cents on like the whole Dave Chappelle thing, real quick, like,
yo, first off, mom. You go, Mom Hunter.
You thank you, and you know.
Should we wait after, till the end?
After Kang tells him what he needs to say, then we'll get Face's input.
Okay, yeah.
Like real quick, I just wanted to say, like, because here's the thing, I feel like this whole thing is jumping out of proportion, and it's like I feel like we actually need to like listen to one another instead of just like yelling about who's right, who's wrong, and who's in the right or who's in the wrong. Because like at this point. It's gotten to the point where it's like we're all just having a yelling contest, like it's
live back on
Twitter and everything. And it's like, even as I'm like looking into the subject, I see people already making videos calling like Dave Chappelle canceled the end of comedy. Like, nigga, first of all, shut your ass up saying that this is the end of comedy. That's one thing.
Not the end of comedy.
Like if you're still laughing. Then I'm sorry to tell you, comedy's not going to stop. If you're still suffering, then comedy's never going to die. That's just life.
Dave Chappelle won because he don't even use Twitter. I'm pretty sure he deleted his Twitter because he just gave up.
People act like South Park's still around. Like,
In fact, isn't it going to go for like 10 more seasons or some shit like that?
Yeah, movies, like offensive, like edgy comedy is still relevant. Like, it's not going to go away. It isn't going to get canceled. Like these,
like sad truth is, it's going to keep going.
Yeah, but yeah, like
either. Let's just face his input on this. Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Get a guy with icon with Moon Knight in it.
All right, I'll turn off. I'll turn off the request to speak now. after this.
Also known as Meme Night.
Meme Night!
If they want to chime in, they can. This is more or less an open sort of...
Okay, yeah, but we wait. You don't have too many people on, you know.
Okay, that's what I do. I have to click accept. Okay, so alright, that's what I did. Oh, okay.
You got anything to say about
you know, the usual sleep depriving, dimping, dying inside. No, you're not asleep, so you shouldn't be talking birds.
What the hell are you freaking crouching on a freaking like a golem or on a freaking roof? Like, are you that fucking tired?
You know, he's like, my passes, massacres, passes.
Masochism.
Says Berg. But, you know, I didn't watch the Dave Chappelle special because, again, I frankly am not that much of, you know, a guy that cares that much about Netflix specials. I might watch Bo Burnham's Inside because that seems more up my alley because, you know, depressive shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dave Chappelle. Like, there are some shit that is dark humor because, like, let's be real. I said a lot of fuck shit in my time. For example, one joke I said is that you can take the Johnny Test whip sound effects and then you could put them in a documentary about the USA South and there wouldn't be a bat an eye.
You're not wrong.
No, you will not.
That'd be interesting. No. Yo, faceless, that'd be interesting. Please do that.
Golly.
No, I'm not a black guy. It'd be even worse since I'm not a black guy.
No, but you're not wrong though. It's like now they're back. No, in fact you can put it on the remake of fucking Roots and you're like, what's your name, boy?
We're from Johnny Test?
Exactly.
Passion of the Christ. There's a ton of whipping sounds. Just replace all the bad scenes with whipping sounds. That's it.
I'll do that. One of these days. But like, what I hear from like dark humor is that like there's some dark humor you can do, like with your friends, because you know you're at least with your friends you have that whole idea that you can say whatever the fuck because they'll say whatever the fuck. But if you're saying it publicly, you have to also get into the head of the other people, the audience. Like, I can't go to one person and be like, hey, bro, you heard the whip sound effects from Johnny Test? Put them in a Southern documentary, homie! Like, I can't go to a random black guy and say that. Like, I can say that to Berg and Kang because they're fine with that shit. They know I'm dumb and do fuck shit like that.
Let me just bring this motherfucker to talk about... You know what? Let's just talk about Johnny Test here. What do you think about the reboot?
I never saw the reboot.
I watched the first episode and I didn't continue.
Only reason Kang watched the first episode was to see Johnny's mom, Linda. And I'm surprised she even has a name.
I'm sorry, but she is fine. I'm sorry. I'll... Say that.
There we go. See, this is what I'm talking about.
That's a meatloaf right there. Anyway.
that's what MILF is.
I quite like the new Johnny Test. More or less because no whoop cracks, thank God. And the story is just Johnny Test. It's fun. I've seen every episode. It's a great show.
I've seen it. I'm happy about it. Personally, it's one of the better Netflix revival reboot shit. I'm not gonna, if you want to hear me, I'm gonna rant about the Magic School Bus one because the Magic School Bus one is
I never saw it. I never did.
I'm pretty sure we're all in agreement that was the worst type of revival.
Hear me out. Magic School Bus. Original Miss Frizzle could get it. Hear me out. Original Miss Frizzle could get it. I don't care what anyone says. Original Miss Frizzle could get it.
To each their own. To me and mine. Yes, indeed.
it's just
I don't know, man. Like Netflix is interesting sometimes. It is. Like when you like, it's like they got this variety of stuff, and they got some good stuff coming out. Like my boy, Jorge Gutierrez is coming back with a new show. You know, Maya and the Three. You know, for those who don't know, El Tigre creator right there, and Book of Life. Book of Life. Yep. So it's like, you know, he's out here making magic as usual. We stand, King. We stand. And
I actually named one of my characters after his last. I actually named him. I was actually her, but still named her in honor of him. So
nice.
Yeah. So he's. So definitely. So yeah, definitely a good. Like he. And by the way, guy with the fucking CalArts. So people can shut the fuck up about that shit now.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Folks be constantly calling these like designs for new shows the CalArts style, and it's like in reality, 90% of the people who worked on that stuff actually went to CalArts, like the stuff that they grew up on, especially in the 90s. Like, bruh. Nightmare Before Christmas, that's CalArts. Powerpuff Girls, CalArts. All that stuff y'all watched is CalArts, bro. I just appreciate
Yeah, exactly.
Say what you want about
it's something that needs to die.
I know people are like always like, isn't the new Thundercats like the new Aquaman show like drawn by the same people who made the Thundercats show? Because it looks pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. I'm sorry. I got to say this about the new Aquaman, and also we gotta go back to the Netflix topic in a moment. But but basically, okay, so this is gonna come off the shocks to many people. So I am actually a huge Aquaman fan. I actually read the fucking comics. I love, like, my favorite version is actually the one from the Batman Brave and the Bold cartoon. Like, fucking himbo energy right there.
Himbo and, Aquaman, let's go.
Yeah, best Aquaman. And when I first saw the trailer or the designs for the new Aquaman cartoon, I didn't like it. I'm sorry, I just didn't like it at first. And it's just like I didn't go around. I mean, sure, I went out with some of my friends. We talked shit on it, but I didn't go around in public saying this is awful. I'm just like, dude, I'm not interested. But if you like it, I mean, I prefer. The worst thing I said was like, hey, I kind of wish they did a spinoff with the Brave and the Bold Aquaman. But at the same time, as time went on, I saw the poster for it. I'm like, oh, this looks pretty good. And then Cash was like, oh, hey, they were all like, oh, hey, this thing's actually pretty fun. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Saw it. I thought it was all right, but it's not for me. But I can see why people enjoy it.
Aquaman was never my favorite in comics. I feel like as much as I like his, in his new iterations, I'm going to be honest, man. Aquaman has the same fucking powers as SpongeBob, if you think about it.
You know how many fucking times I've heard that stupid joke?
Here's the thing. Aquaman can swim. SpongeBob, ironically, can't.
Yo. He really... Wait, when has SpongeBob never swim before?
Was SpongeBob? Do you remember when he was the lifeguard?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand SpongeBob.
That nigga drowned underwater. So now you even? How even, bro?
SpongeBob was always weird. I don't fucking understand the fucking world of the characters at all.
No one does.
I'll trust and believe. It gets worse when you add real science to it too.
I see these freaking YouTube conspiracy SpongeBob theories pop up on YouTube all the fucking time. I'm like, yo, I swear to God, the other person says the same goddamn points that it's always made about. I get it, but fucking who cares? It's fucking SpongeBob. Get a life.
For real.
Like, man, I guess from what I've seen as far as like Aquaman and everything, it's like, I'll say this, he wasn't always my favorite hero, and it's not even because of like the jokes per se, it's just like he never really came off that interesting. Even when Jason Momoa was playing him, I'm like, yeah, you're cool, I liked your movie, still not that interested in the character like that, but you know, it's all good. So watching this series, hey, this most cool guy, and you know, I guess the best way I could say about the HBO Max series is like, yeah, I'm fine. I could get into this because it's like, here's the thing. I am one of the few people who actually liked Thundercats Roar. I'm not going to sit here and say it's like the best, but I'm also not going to sit here and act like there was nothing I enjoyed, especially when like there was like one pausable moment where it's like, And I was just like watching, and then they had like this fight scene, and they were fighting Mumra or one of the Thundercats villains and everything. I don't know. I didn't watch the original, but anyways, I was watching that. I was watching the show and everything, but like, I just want to finish this real quick. I was watching the scene, and they had like this one still, well, not still, but like this one animation moment where it was like they had like, you know, Chitara just running and everything. She jumps in the air, and I had to pause it for a minute, like. Why is she looking extra thick though? And like that for some reason. Like I'm not like I don't know why. It's like every other like angle she's like fine, and then all of a sudden this one artist just came through. Like yo, let me just get a little extra details in there and a little more around the thighs and even in the boobies. There we go.
Yo, Shane, what do you think of the new Aquaman? Like, if, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but like, what are your thoughts?
If you have any,
Jade.
Should.
Oh my god, he disappeared. No. Oh my
what?
God.
What?
Oh, there he is. I just realized Faces is gone. Huh?
Yeah.
No. What are your thoughts on the Aquaman cartoon, Shade? Like, have you seen it? Like, what do you think about it, Shade?
Think about what?
Yeah, Aquaman.
Mom,
the new HBO Max Aquaman show.
Yeah, the Aquaman. Yo, Shay, what are you doing? You can't hear me. Is my mic
closed? Are you sleeping, bro?
I mean, if you gotta go, I can take your place.
You go.
Oh, Aquaman. Yeah, the new Aquaman. I mean, it looks good.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Yeah. Apparently Cash is gonna try and get in contact with the creator.
Cool.
What's his name? The guy with the ponytail.
You know what the funny thing is? I actually asked Cash if they would ever do like a video talking about the series. I asked them if I could just like collab. So because it's like I'm like, hey, listen, Luxing, you want to do like. They never responded. Just said they just gave me like a live tweet I did on Twitter, and I'm just like, hey, I'm a huge Aquaman fan. Maybe we can collab because I'm like I said, I know a shit ton of the source material. I just know a lot, and I feel like that it would be interesting to have like a perspective between a non fan and an actual fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, but speaking of Cash. They are editing the Magical Girl Friendship Squad video again.
Oh boy.
Please watch it when it comes out, y'all.
Yeah, I recorded audio for it last year.
It has been in development hell.
Like, it's been in so much development hell that I changed stills while.
I literally had to come back. Like, literally, it's been in so long, like that in the process that's literally where I was supposed to make my start to YouTube. But then, like, then it's like next thing you know, I quality and everything, son.
Actually, I remember you saying something like that earlier. Like your first appearance. I remember tweet back in your old account. And you were like, oh hey, I can't believe my first video is actually going to be on someone else's account. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I realized I did not know that was supposed to be the video.
That was supposed to be it. And the next thing you know, Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, Ortiz. And then the Timothy Reviews video on
Pixar. And then boom, here I am today talking about moms with a cult following. I mean, call it that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you talk about Mrs. Yeah, you mentioned Mrs. Incredible in the Pixar thing.
Oh, yes, I did.
Cripes almighty.
That was probably the most thirstiest like segment of ever any video I've ever seen. This movie is just feeding over.
It
only gets worse from here, trust
me. I'm expecting, like I said, me and Kang were talking this the other day, but I'm expecting him to do videos on Flo, you know, Joe's mom from Kid Cosmic.
Yes.
And fucking Sharon McGee from the Ghost of Kali Mom. I'm like, what the fuck are these? I'm not dogging the animators and the critics. I'm like, god damn, they really be like showing off these thick moms. Like, but first, like, I feel like fucking Nicole from Kirk of the Creek pioneered that shit. She was like,
yo, like, and you know, I'm not trying to take credit or anything, but you know,
you're taking credit.
I'm gonna take some credit because you know, me showing some appreciation for Nicole Williams. A lot of people have been there's been some you know, interesting art pieces of her lately. I'm not gonna say what it is, but
I mean, hey look, buddy, this is the reason why we need you back on fucking Twitter.
For real. Thank God I am back.
Let's address the Twitter thing. Kang, how the hell did you get banned and twice off Twitter?
Lordy D. Okay, to make a long story short, I don't know. It was like, I was literally just vibing one day. All right, this was like 2 days ago, I think. And next thing you know, I went missing. I tried to post something, and Twitter wouldn't let me. And that's what happened. There was no warning. There was no update. They literally just said, you are permanently suspended. I wrote off a couple of appeals to say what's up and to argue that. So I'm going to see what happens with that. But other than that, yeah, that's what happened. All those followers, man.
I have a theory on what happened. So I have suspicions. We thought it was because they couldn't let the black man have a wholesome they couldn't have a wholesome black man, because the same shit happened to the, in case you don't know, the artist Super D, who does like the Rosebuds webcomic and stuff, by the way, Rosa yep. Queen. And I'm like, Twitter is out here going after excuse me, I put on the fucking Hotep Koofy for a second. Let me just get that right quick.
Here we go.
So we see here, my brothers and sisters who are listening here, that you see, Twitter.com, they cannot let the black man who is successful, who is spreading positivity, who's spreading love and peace hallelujah. Around, that they cannot let him do that. Who preaches the wealth of mom, who preaches the goodness of muscle woman, of thick women, BBW, black women, like women, just women in general. He is basically that Star Wars nerd who says, all women are queens.
Indeed.
And like he's stomping out the lolly scourge. He is stomping out the racist, crusty fucks, the ones who misappropriate the term thick. Over a skinny woman, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with skinny women. If you're into that, that's okay. Everyone has their type. But for the love of God, please stop calling them thick.
Make it hard out here for Pence. Actually appreciate it.
Exactly. So
from the thick moms to the skinny moms, exactly. I say amen.
And let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. It's like Twitter is not like these freaking pedophiles, these racists. How we all like, and I don't mean to get political or nothing, but when Donald Trump was on there, he literally almost got into us into a fucking war twice because of that shit. So,
golly,
like we almost went to war with North Korea and fucking Iran over. So, yeah. I do not. So what are you doing? So yeah, it took you till after, I don't know, after his election, but fuck it. But I also have another theory. I feel like someone ratted out Kang. I feel like because Kang, even despite how chill he is, he has made a lot of fucking enemies. So
it comes with the hype, yo.
Yo, Kang.
So
somebody's mom again. Yo, I told you that you gotta knock it off.
That's another thing. I feel like these are my suspicions. One, it's a lolly crusty motherfucker. But then again, they don't really. But ironically, though, that's my least suspicion. Ironically, because they are a bunch of deranged fucks. He mostly steers clear of them. So it's not really. So I don't think it's one of them. Could be a racist prick because he has a tendency to. Because of his Black Lives Matter stance on there, for some reason they just like come randomly after him.
I got accused of being a terrorist once.
Yeah, exactly. So, and my other suspicion is a competitor to the fucking MILF throne. Someone wanted him out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Kang's the only original MILF hunter there is, and you can.
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, it's like his namesake, King. Like someone wanted the fucking throne, It's like, I deserve all the milfs, so I'm going to get rid of the competition.
Like, literally, son, again, I understand y'all always want to pull the whole mommy, sorry mess type of thing, or mommy milkers and all that stuff, but nigga, I've been down that mom rabbit hole since day one. Y'all just got all oogly boogly when Lady Dimitrescu and all these other, like, bi-weekly women come through. I'm the real nigga who out here appreciating these moms. But that's for another day.
The Kang is back on Twitter. That is right. The Mom Hunter is back, and he is going to be making a lot of thirsty posts.
Well, I recommend him he wait first before, like I said, give him a week first before he starts coming back, because we need this whole Twitter fiasco to just calm down for a bit.
It is my IP, and I made him the account, and it is technically in my name, but it's Kang's name. So just as long as Kang doesn't make any, like, as long as Kang, I think Kang could be fine. My IP is fine. I haven't made any weird tweets or posts.
Wait, is that the reason why? Because did he make account from his IP or?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains it. Okay, I think you should be fine. But still.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be straight for now.
He's IP banned, but like he's using my IP now for his new Twitter, so he should be fine.
All right, good.
So we straight, we good. Yo, we hustle.
I would like to, because we might end it in a bit, but like around 11:15. But I do want to talk about DC fandom. Have you guys seen it? Yo, I'm.
Actually, I only seen a bit of it, but I've seen the announcements, and I'm, as a DC fan, especially a DC fan of animation, I'm very, very excited for that.
Oh yeah, Young Justice is back, and Harley Quinn season 3 is in production, and Kite Man's gonna be in it. He's in a tuxedo or something.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Good. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. That was a tuxedo. Kite Man was done dirty. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, he was. I haven't watched it yet, but from the clips I've seen, he was done dirty.
To be fair, that's his whole legacy.
I'm gonna spoil it for Shade, but I know he probably knows
it
now.
It's fine. Yes.
Okay, so basically, I don't mind Harley and Ivy getting together. Like, in some continuities, they do get together. In some continuities, they don't. I understand that.
Should have broke that continuity. I'm just saying, bro.
Here's the thing. It's just the shit that DC does. But I'm just saying though, like Ivy and Kite Man. They were actually a pretty good couple. They were actually very sweet together, and
moments.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason. I was just rewatching the Harley Quinn. Rewatching Harley Quinn for one to see how it holds up, and two is for a video I'm doing in the future, I remember loving Harley Quinn, because I remember season 2 started off great, but I ended up hating it and afterwards. And I'm like, I don't hate this, but I really feel like this really wasn't necessary. Like, again, I get Harley has feelings for Ivy, but I feel like would have been a better solution instead of like breaking up Kite Man and Harley, is that Harley just finally realized, look, I have to accept that, because I think she can accept that, hey, I have feelings, but I have to move on, and I have to realize that in order to get into a healthy relationship, I have to at least figure out what I want to do first. Who am I as a person? So,
thank you.
That's kind of reason why I think they dropped the ball with season 2. It's like, because it's like, I get it. You want to. I get it. Everyone wants that LGBT representation. I get it, but you have to do it right. I'm a straight guy with a bit of bi tendency, so maybe I'm talking out of my freaking ass here.
But no, that's valid.
Okay, good. Thank God. Okay,
because you know, as your bi homie, bro.
Like, I get it, because here's the thing. Harley and Ivy, yeah, it's a thing that's definitely been set up. It's technically been set up since, like, the freaking 90s, but they couldn't say Harley and Ivy's relationship, despite being very close when Harley's not around the Joker at times. But, But yeah, and it's like, you know, and now they're kind of just flaunting that, as they should, you know, something that's been trying to build up for a while. But I guess, like, in the series, I would have thought that it would have been interesting if they had, like, you know, just let them take this relationship somewhere where it was like, okay, yes, Harley still has feelings for Ivy and Ivy has feelings for her, but I felt like it would have been interesting if they had just, like, not gone through with it, or just had it with the whole, like, you know, Ivy saying, you know, I can't trust you with my heart, and everything, just left it at that. Because that would have been a growing thing for Harley.
Exactly.
And Kite Man, you know, he, again, love Kite Man. I do. He's probably one of my favorite things in the show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, his legacy is that he gets screwed over by everything and everyone just by his name. But you know,
the worst. His parents are
exactly.
His parents are total fucking ass. No. His parents are kind of. I'm gonna be honest here. His parents are fucking psychopaths because they're kind of eugenics. So ooh. Yeah, so they're all like, oh, our son doesn't have powers, but with you breeding with our son, our grandchildren would have powers. I'm like, what kind of fucking master race bullshit is this?
Yes, what's good, Frank Miller? But yes. it's something.
Let me bring up my point. As much as I like, because I love Harley Quinn season one, season two is where they, I guess they're trying to, cause I know the end goal is Harley and Ivy, but I wish it was so rushed towards the ending of Harley Quinn. Like, you can feel how rushed it was. You telling me after all the shit Harley Quinn did to Ivy, she's just gonna automatically drop everything to just end up? That was so rushed, and it really, I'm glad Kite Man finally stuck up for himself. When that scene happened, I'm like, yes, Kite Man, stick up for yourself. You don't need this shit. I'm like, Kite Man deserves more. I was so happy when Kite Man finally grew a backbone and actually stood up for himself. I'm like, you don't need Ivy, and you definitely do not need Harley. You can be your own man.
Exactly. And that being said, when season three drops, hey, creators, I know you're probably like halfway done the animation, but I'm just saying, if you wanted to maybe give Kite Man either a BBW or be a Black Queen, that's it's just a suggestion. It's just a suggestion. That's all I'm saying.
Have him with Catwoman. I would love that somehow.
Imagine that's
an interesting, that would be an interesting dynamic right there. I mean, I don't think it's gonna. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it might happen. Then again, they did cut out that scene where Batman pleasures Catwoman. So
because heroes don't do that.
Oh yeah, no, yes, yeah, Harley sure.
But Harley and Ivy can, right? Like, come on, like
that. But they're super villains.
I don't. It's different. Yeah. But let's forget all the times in the comics where Batman and Catwoman banged. So. Yeah,
like, dang, what does Superman do with Lois? Just cuddle at night, probably. But they probably do other things too. Come on.
I mean, why do you think Jonathan Kent is? Well, but that reminds me, by Superman, how's that? Like, I think this will be a good time to.
He's protesting climate change because that's what I want Superman to do. Protest climate change on a planet.
Change.
He's not even from that planet. What do you mean he's going to protest climate change? Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for that.
Like, okay, so like on the topic of John Kent being bi, I know a lot of people are mad. And okay, here's a few things I just wanted to get off my chest real quick. One, y'all, this is Superman's son, John Kent. They're not making Superman bi. He is as straight as an arrow, and he's still as sweet as a lamb. So just let's just get that out the way. Stop sounding ignorant. Two, John Kent is a bi young man. And I know y'all want to be all like, oh, they're forcing him to be this way for like LGBT rights. And like, first off, this kid's sexuality is like never brought up anywhere at any time. I've never seen this nigga even talk to a girl. That's one thing. Or like show any type of film source a girl, like that's another thing. So it's like him being with this man, this young man right here, yeah, he's gonna be with him, he's gonna be happy, and we're just, and all y'all could do is just respect him, because you know, It is what it is.
I got no problem with Yo King. I got no problem with him being bi. My only problem is that it seems like more the writers are using it as a label to win points. That's how I feel, but also, why the hell is he protesting climate? When is the last time you ever saw this man care about being... This man punches people through fucking buildings. Are you telling me he cares
listen,
about
listen, climate? Okay, I know what you mean, but like, listen, here's the thing. I'm just gonna get this out of the way real quick. First off, I don't care enough about people wanting to do the whole LGBTQ points and everything, because here's the thing. One, it is what it is, because again, this kid's sexuality has never been brought up before. It is what it is. I think we should just let it be. And secondary, if he's protesting climate change, of course he would protest climate change. He needs the sun to live, nigga. Protesting that too. That's where I get my powers, cuz.
As long as he's not protesting uniformity, like wearing uniforms in school, I'm fine. I don't care. I'm fine with climate change, but like if you're gonna protest with him not wearing his super suit in school, that's where I cross the line a bit.
Okay, so I got my thoughts on that. So basically, with John Ken, I'm like, okay, that's the reason, because I remember saying Superboy, and I was like, okay, whatever, it's his son. I don't care. I'm out. And then people start thinking it's Superman. So I'm like, is it Superboy or Superman? What the fuck are y'all talking about? Is this like, and I'm so confused here. And I'm like, and I'm like, and you know, these people who brought up like mangas beating the comic book industry. I'm like, what the fuck does that got to do with Superman being with John Kent being bi? Like, are you just, wait a minute, are you implying? Are you using your sales statistics just to promote your fucking homophobia?
See, this is the thing that I hate about people, is like, you always want to pull the whole like, see, I care about real representation. No, nigga, you're just gonna like praise manga just for existing, even when it's garbage. I'm sorry, y'all, I hate to tell you this. There is some garbage manga out there.
There really is. I'm sorry. Like, I hate the fact that people are like constantly, I mean, don't get me wrong. You like, y'all know me. I'm a huge anime fan. I'm a huge manga fan. I love reading. Like, I love Japanese media. But can we stop trying to phrase it's from Japan, so it automatically means it's good? No, it is not. Some manga and anime are good, and some are fucking terrible. But just like here.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Sorry, and that's for the climate change one. So here's the thing about Supes. Supes view, like, even though, yeah, he's an alien, but Supes views his planet. He even though he's from, he is, it's like, it, Superman's basically like the immigrant story. It's like, yes, he's proud of his crypto, he's proud of his original heritage, but he still sees the Earth as his home. He still sees himself as an Earthling. So, and the fact is, like, hey, this is my, I mean, and because here's the thing, Krypton got fucked too, because everyone was a goddamn idiot who didn't believe the signs that it was going to be fucking destroyed. So for him, it's like,
Krypton out of this, okay? I'm joking.
No, no, we got to it. It's like, literally, the same shit happened to Krypton. His father, who was a scientist. It's like, hey guys, listen, if we keep fucking up, our planet's going to be, we are going to fucking die, and this planet's going to be destroyed. And it's like, suck a dick, Jor-El. We're going to keep polluting the air. And what happens? It fucking gets destroyed. So Supes is like, fuck, dude, that's how my planet got fucked. Maybe we should, now granted, some people do make a good point, like, hey, why is climate change a thing in the DC universe when they have all this, like, technology, Aquaman's a thing, all these, like, environmental heroes and shit? So that's the problem. That's the real fucking question there. But still,
like, yo, man, thing, what's good, bro?
Yes,
Swamp Thing. Like, I mean, what's good, bro?
Planet Krypton was a planet of moms, and, you know, it was destroyed. Man,
he would definitely, like, Kang would go back in time. It reminds me of in time just to go, save, like, Superman's mom, just like, Like, you come with me. What about Gerard's like, what about me? Fuck you, nigga. It's like, you die.
Exactly. And you wanna know what's sad? And it's like, now that you break it down like that, Berg, now I'm kind of just looking back at like Dragon Ball and like Bardock's whole situation where it's like, bro, your leader is leading you to death, is leading us to death. We gotta rise up. We gotta do something or we're all destroyed. All the Saiyans. Not be you wild and be good. Our leader's got this.
Exactly. It's like, that's the reason why I think some people do make that Superman and Spider-Man. Not fuck. I'm sorry. I'm tired right now. Superman Goku comparison.
Golly. All this could have been avoided if we just listened to the actual scientists of the group.
You got a question or something, bro?
Man. What was good, Spidey? What we got for you? What you got for us, brother?
What's up, man?
Whoa.
Okay, well, there's no
strike.
Let's move him back. Bro.
Okay.
Anyway,
man, all the homies are tired.
Anybody want to talk about Catwoman? Like, apparently it's Elizabeth Gillis, the person who played Jade from Victorious, is the new voice of Catwoman in the movie, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's going to be written by Greg Wiseman, who writes Young Justice. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
It looks nice.
Her voice is perfect. I'm saying that her voice is so perfect for Catwoman. I did not realize that until now. I'm like, oh my god. You telling me she could have been Catwoman this entire time? What was that in Victoria?
I mean, Jay definitely had that Catwoman vibe to her.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
I'm just really impressed with the animation too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Anime. I think that's what most direct-to-DVD movies should take. They should be more anime-like. I like that.
I would disagree. Like, I do. I can't. I'll be honest. I kind of like it when DC. I don't mind. I mean, like I said, I love anime stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, I would prefer. Like, I've been watching stuff like Superman, Man of Tomorrow, Justice Society, World War II. I think like again, it kind of works. I think that style just like. More like the current style with like comic book style. I think it works. And I don't mind anime, but I do like it. I do agree it should be a little bit more varied.
It does. And like, you know, like you said, with this and everything, at least I like that they're doing more different styles of animation instead of just relying on the same Young Justice aesthetics that they've been using for like almost like a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. What's good?
We just talking about Catwoman and shit like that. Yo, you want to? What do you think about the new Catwoman, bro?
I saw like a quick snippet of it. I think it looks pretty good. It's interesting. DC does really good when it comes to, you know, the whole direct to DVD animated thing. So I expect this to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Number five.
On the rail, I'm kind of just, you know, chilling right now, staying up either till it's midnight, seeing if, you know, that one guy from Kingdom Hearts shows in Smash Bros. And if he does, I'm probably just gonna crash.
From what I heard, like, Nintendo being Nintendo, they like wait till like 8, 6
or something.
They wait for later in the day, like, that he comes out for whatever
reason. That makes sense.
I don't know why, but that's what they do.
Yeah, that's
probably what I'm expecting. Nintendo.
Anyway, other than that, other stuff from the DC fandom, like, information was pretty cool. Harley Quinn season 3 coming out. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to see more of my Mankind Man. Yup, that's right.
Yeah, dude.
Peacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker also looks really interesting. I'm glad that they got James Gunn directing like an entire show. That's something that's interesting that I want to see. I enjoy his movies, so I want to see what it can do for like the field of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Other characters are in Peacemaker. I just know Peacemaker. Is there an eagle person or something like that? Like, I don't understand half the characters.
I know Vigilante is like a character they're adding. Yeah. He was in Arrow. Yeah. But he's gonna be in this show too, probably like a more big budget version of him.
Mm-hmm. I'm also looking forward. Well, I'm not looking forward to. I low key actually just watched that new Aquaman show on HBO Max. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah, we were just talking about that earlier.
Oh yeah, Young Justice season 4 episodes 1 and 2 are out.
Yeah, I saw it.
Hopefully Geek saw that one.
How is oh yeah, he's using Young Justice. He got a VPN.
He's using my HBO Max, which by the way, if you guys don't have HBO Max, yo, hit me up, yo. That's it.
I love that we're sharing this. I wish I met you guys like a couple months earlier because I could have actually fucking got an actual account. I mean, I could have actually asked you. I'm like, hey, can I use your account here? Like, fucking hell, dude.
Yeah, I know. What sucks about HBO Max is internationally, like, there's all these dumb contracts. Like, I think there's contracts in Canada and the UK that prevent other countries from getting HBO Max.
Of course. Hey. It's
what up, yeah, what up, Spike? Yo, what up?
Oh, man? Snap. There we go. Now we got Spike. Hey. What's happening?
Sorry. Hello, Spike.
My iPad.
Hey, no,
not the connecting.
We'll end it with these two people, but like, what you guys? What's up, Spike?
I'm good. First time After Dark guest.
Happy to have you.
Mm-hmm.
This is some good stuff right now. I would discuss some things regarding the fucking DC fandom thing. I do like the Flash, including like say Michael Keaton's Batman.
Oh yeah,
I forgot about the Flash. Oh, that's good. Oh, I'm super hyped for that. But
you know what I'm also super hyped for? I know it's gonna come in 2023, but fuck, I'm excited for the new Superman cartoon and that new Batman cartoon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it's going to be more. But Bruce Timm says it's going to be more Batman the Animated Series than Batman the Animated Series, whatever that means. I think that's going to be more violent. Like they can get away with more now.
Didn't the guy who played the Flash do something to a woman?
Oh God!
Him.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yeah, Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller.
Yeah, a fan was like, fight me or something, and then he choked the person.
How is he so...
Wait, did they live, though?
I saw a weird comment on YouTube that was like, he's wearing a choker. That's very fitting for what he did. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Right. I need to look into it. I'm going to look into it right now. Let's see. How's Ezra Miller.
Flash? How's he still the Flash?
I don't know. Probably because he's like
the Flash through hands. The man asked for the hands. The Flash drew them.
Literally.
That's kind of fucking messed up.
He will not stop.
Okay. What?
It's like trying to challenge Bruce Lee off the street. Do you really think you're gonna win?
Dang.
I don't know. Jesus.
He's just been silent about it. He's just been silent about it. Tipster Daniel Richtman has serious sources. Miller is planning to openly address the incident soon. He doesn't say any more beyond that.
Dang.
Wartage or Kirby video was phenomenal.
I appreciate it.
Okay, but according to eyewitness accounts, Miller was accosted by a group of fans described as quite pushy who encouraged him to fight back. Okay, he was drunk.
It's
really bad. It's really bad.
If he was intoxicated, I don't think he had full control of his actions, but it's as long as he's aware what he did was wrong. Yeah,
I hope so. Like, he hasn't said anything about it.
That would be like, well, I'm sorry.
I think he was super drunk. I don't think he fully remembered what the hell he did. But, like, let's see what he'll say. I just want to hear what he's going to say.
I'm sure someone will ask him at some point. Like, it could happen on a talk show or who knows what.
But,
We might end it here,
crew. Like,
okay.
For the first After Dark, the next episode of After Dark is just going to be me, Shit, and Kang. We just wanted guests on the first one so we could launch everything up.
Hey!
Foreseeable podcasts will always be in Stage VC because last time it went live, my computer crashed, and I'm not risking that. And I'm not risking getting messed up. Yeah.
And so, also, it's kind of like, yeah.
We will be back October 27 with Andrew IG and Geektoons.
Indeed.
All right, then.
Look for
cool. That's cool.
All right, guys. This was.
This is the Berg, podcast.
You want to do it? You know what, Berg? Yo, I'm going to let Berg do the outro. Berg, you know how I do the outro. You do it, man. Yo.
All right. All right there, folks. So thank you for all looking at Vimes After Dark. No, I'm kidding, right? Actually, let's see. After Dark Hour. This has been your great host. I am the great Berg. And I would like to thank my lovely guests here, Ramen, Kang, and Shade. And again, for all the previous guests, such as Faceless, Warsh, and of course, you, Spike. This has been a lovely evening. You all have a wonderful day and take care of yourselves.
Bye!
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 Leave your mom's number.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That was perfect.
Thank you very much.
My name is Ramen. You all have a good night.